Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we're going to continue our series in Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again. In the first part, we talked about that. Then we went into raw materials that your body needs, such as minerals, vitamins, oxygen, water, sugar, proteins, fats. Then we went into detoxification, and we went into IV nutrition and arteries. And then we went into repair, like in growth hormone, PRP, and stem cells. And now we're going to talk about neurotransmitters and hormones. Those are the final pieces to the puzzle to grow young like me, be 29 again and again. Now, you know, your brain is your center. It is your communication center. And for your brain to communicate properly, it needs to get accurate information. Well, neurotransmitters are the hormones of the brain. They are the ones who tell the brain what's going on. That's correct. The brain gets information from your neurotransmitters. Now, what are neurotransmitters? They are things like serotonin, norepinephrine, epinephrine, glutamate, dopamine, things like PEA, histamine. Those are all neurotransmitters. And what they do is they tell the brain what is going on. Well, what does that mean? Well, you know, your senses, your vision, your hearing, your smell, your taste, your touch, your feel. Those are your senses. And whenever those senses are invoked, they send information back to the brain of what's going on. So if I touch something, the neurotransmitters in my hand will say to my brain, it's hot, it's cold, it's warm, it's hard, it's soft. It will tell the brain what it feels like. If I taste something, it will tell the brain whether it's sweet, it's sour, it's bitter, it's salty. When I see something, it will tell the brain what I'm looking at. So if I look at someone in a red dress and I tell my brain that it's blue, my brain will respond to a blue dress. Same way, if I taste something that's sweet and I tell my brain it's spicy, my brain will interpret it as being spicy. Once your brain interprets something, your brain then tells your hormones to do something. So if I give my brain faulty information, as in someone who has anxiety disorder, depression, ADHD, obsessive compulsive, those people, they're giving their brain faulty information. And when they do, the brain responds to their faulty information. Now, when I say that, I'm saying that if your neurotransmitters are not balanced, if they're off, your brain is getting wrong information. And when your brain gets wrong information, then it responds inaccurately. For instance, if you have a discrepancy between serotonin, norepinephrine, glutamate, and dopamine, that can lead to depression. If you have a discrepancy between serotonin, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and glutamate, that can lead to insomnia. Just like if you have an imbalance between norepinephrine, epinephrine, glutamate, and dopamine, that would lead to fatigue. An imbalance between serotonin, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and glutamate would lead to anxiety. All right? And so you can tell that when your neurotransmitters are off, you can run into a lot of problems. Now, what does that mean? In your body, too much is just as bad as too little. So if you have too much of one neurotransmitter or too little, it can cause problems. So getting your neurotransmitters optimized is very important for your brain to function properly. We typically use neurosciences, which we get a 4-point cortisol test on them. And basically what we do is the patient takes a kit home and they give their first morning urine sample, followed by a sputum sample at 7:30 in the morning, then maybe at noon again, then at 5 p.m. and then at 10 p.m. And when it comes back, it tells them what the cortisol in your body. Cortisol is a hormone in your body. That is your fight or flee hormone. Now, what does that mean? Well, your cortisol in your body, you have two energy sources. Your adrenal glands, which makes cortisol, is your gland that's tasked with protecting your life. So if you see a snake in front of you, your adrenal glands gives you cortisol so that you can get the energy to either fight or run for your life. And consequently, when your adrenals is involved, they think that they're mom. Your adrenal glands thinks it's mom. In other words, it takes precedence over everything. So according to your adrenal glands, if your life is being threatened, you don't need any other hormones but what they want you to have. So basically, your adrenal glands, it lowers your growth hormone. It lowers your thyroid hormones. It lowers your estrogen, your progesterone, lowers all your other hormones because your adrenal glands does not want you spending time, energy, and effort into making other hormones when your life's in danger. It says, first, let's protect you first, and then after it's protected, then it says, we can let the body make the other hormones. Case in point, you are home with 5 children, all under 8 years old. They're running around, you know, you're stressed all day, which means your adrenal glands is pouring out cortisol. All right? Dad comes home at 6 o'clock and he says, honey, let's have sex. You say to him, absolutely not. Are you crazy? I am miserable. Well, that's because your adrenal glands is secreting cortisol, and cortisol is concerned with saving your life, and to you, stress is like a snake in front of your face. That's stress. All right? So all day long, your cortisol is lowering your testosterone and your estrogen, your progesterone, and your growth hormone. So when that comes back, your testosterone level is in the tanks. And so you have no interest in sex because your life is being threatened. Well, then you run a nice bath. You relax in the bath. You drink a glass of wine. The adrenal glands relaxes, realizes no life-threatening emergency here. Your cortisol level drops. And when it does, your testosterone goes up. And now suddenly you start feeling frisky again. And you say, honey, I am ready now. So you see, your neurotransmitters is very important to how your body functions, all right? And your hormones is also very important, all right? So you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we are talking about Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again. And we are talking about neurotransmitters and hormones. All right? The number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, at all the other book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetics Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feelfeel29.com, feelfeel29.com. Once again, we are talking about neurotransmitters and hormones. So, as we mentioned, neurotransmitters are the hormones. They're the hormones of your brain. They tell the brain what's going on. After the brain receives the information from the neurotransmitters, the brain then dishes out information to your hormones to do something, right? Whether it is to move an arm or a leg or run or speak or turn your head or smile. These are all things that your hormones is what uses to do those things. So now your brain now starts looking on your hormones, right? And you have lots of hormones, but the primary ones that we want to talk about is your testosterone, your estrogen, your growth hormone, your thyroid, your progesterone, your adrenals. As I mentioned before, you have two energy hormones. Your adrenal glands, which makes cortisol, and it's responsible for your emergency actions. It's responsible for you to run fast to save your life or fight to save your life. Your thyroid gland is responsible for your everyday energy. So if your thyroid gland is off, you say, "Doc, I am tired. I'm run down. I have no energy. My skin is dry. My hair is falling out. I look at food. I gain weight." When your thyroid is optimal, you say, "Girl, you are always on the go. You don't sit down for a minute. You eat everything in sight, and you never seem to gain a pound. How do you do it?" Well, the one that does that, her thyroid is optimal, and the one who's gaining weight, her thyroid is not. You see, your brain, your hypothalamus, which is your brain center, it surveys your body, and if it notices that the energy in your body is low, it sends a signal to your thyroid to tell your thyroid to make thyroid hormone. That signal is called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, for those of you who have children, you know that just because you tell your kids to clean their room doesn't mean it gets done. Well, just because the brain sends a signal to the thyroid to tell the thyroid to make thyroid hormone does not mean the thyroid is listening. But when the thyroid doesn't listen, the signal from the brain becomes stronger and stronger and stronger, just like mom yelling to the kids. All right? Well, it doesn't matter how strong it is, the thyroid does not need to listen. If the signal gets too high, then you have hypothyroidism. All right? That's when the signal goes above 4.5, according to most laboratory evaluation. All right? Next, let's say that your thyroid was listening to your brain and decided to make thyroid hormone. Well, the thyroid cannot make thyroid hormone if you don't have the proper raw materials. For instance, you cannot bake a cake if you don't have flour. Well, to make thyroid hormone, you need vitamins and minerals. Yes, vitamins and minerals. That's your raw materials. Vitamin, minerals, and enzymes. The enzymes put things together in your body and take things apart. Nothing happens in your body without enzymes. And when you're young, your body makes tons of enzymes. As you get older, your body makes less and less enzymes. I recommend anyone who's over 50 to use some kind of digestive enzymes to augment your enzymes, because your body cannot break down anything or make anything without enzymes. All right? So with the use of minerals and vitamins and enzymes, your thyroid can make thyroid hormone. Well, the minerals that's needed, that's magnesium, zinc, iodine, and selenium. If you're low in any of those minerals, you cannot make thyroid hormone. How many of you guys with hypothyroidism had your minerals checked? Maybe you're just low in iodine or zinc or magnesium. Who knows? But there you are taking medications when you may not even need it. You also need vitamin A, vitamin B2, B6, and B12. You're low in those vitamins. Guess what? You cannot make thyroid hormone. So the body takes those minerals and vitamins with the help of enzymes. They put it together and they make thyroid hormone. It makes two types of thyroid hormone, T3 and T4. All right. The T4 is not active and it's 93% of the thyroid hormone made. The T3, the free T3, is only 7%, and that's the one that's active and does all the work. Your body does that with most of your hormones. From your testosterone, only 2% is free, and that 2% of all your testosterone does all the work. The other 98% does not. So for your thyroid, the 7% that's free T3 is what does all the work. The 93% that's free T4 doesn't do jack. All right? So when you're getting Synthroid or levothyroxine, that is T4. That is not active in your body. You're getting the inactive thyroid. Your body has to convert the T4 into T3. The things that do that are growth hormone, testosterone, progesterone, and a balanced estrogen-progesterone ratio. Well, if you don't have those things, guess what you're not doing? You're not adequately converting your Synthroid and your levothyroxine, that's T4, into T3. All right, you're not doing it. All right. Now, typically what happens is T4 is thyroid with 4-iodine and T3 is thyroid with 3-iodine. So when you convert T4 into T3, an enzyme comes along and the enzyme cuts one of the iodine off of the T4 and makes it T3. Now, the enzyme has to take the right iodine off. If it takes the wrong iodine off, it's not going to help you. It's got to take the correct iodine. So there's 4-iodine under free T4. One of them has to come off to make it into an active free T3. All right? Now, how does this work? Your thyroid, your free T3, has to enter every single cell in your body. Well, why is that? Well, just because you fill up your car with gas doesn't mean that your car drives. All right? Your car only drives when you turn the key and start the ignition. When you do that, the car goes into drive and it moves. Well, free T3 is your key. It has to enter every single cell in your body and turn the engine on so the cell can do their job. In your body, you have about 100 trillion cells in your body. And every day, about 5 trillion cells die, and your body has to replace them. All right? But of those 100 trillion cells in your body, free T3 has to enter the cells and turn the engines on. So you can eat all you want. Your cells can be full of raw materials. Until free T3 enters the cells and turn the engine on, the cells cannot burn energy and cannot do their function. So that's why you can get overweight if your free T3 is not adequate. You know, let's look at your brain. Let's say that today half your brain cell had free T3 in them and the other half did not. Now you listen to my show. The half that had the free T3 and the engines turned on, they would neatly put this information we talked about into a drawer. The other half that doesn't have the free T3 will throw it onto the floor. And tomorrow when you try to recall the information, the half that put it in the drawer says, here's the information we talked about on the radio. And the other half says, you know, I know I heard it somewhere, but I can't quite remember. Darn it, I don't know why. See, that's the difference. But it's not just your brain. It's your heart cells. It's your kidney cells. It's your lung cells. It's your muscle cells. It's your immune cells. all your cells need free T3 to do their job, to turn on the engines. Otherwise, your cells do not do the job. And rest assured, every single cell in your body has a function. If they don't do their function, you're going to be in trouble. They have a responsibility. All right? So that's your thyroid. All right? Next, let's talk about your testosterone. All right? Your testosterone, we all know that testosterone builds muscles. Yes, we all know that. Well, guess what? The biggest muscle in your body is your heart muscle. That's your engine. Why do you think people's veins pop out when they've been lifting weights? Well, their veins and their arteries are your highway. See, before you start lifting weights, your highway is a 3-lane highway. After you start lifting weights, your highway is now a 6-lane highway because your muscles need raw materials. It's a lot easier to get raw materials from muscles in a 6-lane highway than a 3-lane highway because the cells, the raw materials is flying down the highway in a 6-lane highway to get to the muscles. So the muscles can have the raw materials to contract and do what it needs to be done. All right? Only one problem. The cars on your highways are only going 40 miles an hour. You need your heart to pump the blood faster so that your raw materials can go at 80 miles an hour on the highway to get it to the muscles. So you cannot improve your muscles in your arm before you improve the muscles in your heart. So when you're 20 years old and your testosterone is optimal, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. And when you are 60 and your testosterone level is low, your heart's like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. So what does testosterone do for you? Number one, it makes your heart muscle stronger, which in turn makes your heart more efficient at pumping, which in turn lowers your blood pressure. So your heart is more efficient. And because your heart muscle is better and your blood pressure is improved, it protects you from heart disease. When you're older and your heart muscle is weak, and your blood pressure is up because your heart has to work harder, it predisposes you to heart attacks. So optimizing your testosterone, number one, protects you from heart disease. And number two, improves your blood pressure. The second organ of testosterone affects your brain. In your brain, testosterone, number one, improves your memory, optimizes your cognitive function, reduces your stress by pushing your cortisol down, helps you sleep better at nights, and protects you from getting Alzheimer's and dementia. That's what it does for your brain. Now, when you're 20 and you fall, you jump up. When you're 60 and you fall, you break a hip. Well, that's because when you're 20, your muscles are stronger and your bones are stronger because of your testosterone. When you're 60, your muscles are weaker and your bones are weaker because your testosterone is low. Now, at 4 or 5 in the afternoon when you normally get, you run out of energy and you need that energy drink. Well, guess what? When you optimize your testosterone, testosterone converts the inactive T4 into active T3 so you get more energy. Testosterone also decreases belly fat. And finally, as a bonus, testosterone improves your sex drive. That's what testosterone does for you. Your estrogen and progesterone, they're there to make sure you stay young and sexy and beautiful. If you're not interested in staying young and sexy and beautiful, then don't optimize your estrogen and progesterone after menopause. Then you don't. Guess what? Nature says after 35, a woman should not have children because the children may be Down syndrome or have a problem with their, health. You know, in nature, if an animal is born unhealthy, they're killed. They're meat for someone else. Nature does not want your kids to be not optimal. And so after 35, nature says you should not have any children, and nature starts taking away all the things that makes you attractive and sexy, and because nature does not want you to accidentally get pregnant. So they make you less attractive. So everything that makes you attractive, you start losing those when estrogen and progesterone decreases. right? And of course, your vaginal area that gets a little rigid and firm. And then when you do have sex, it hurts and can't fit in there. It's not as lubricated as it used to be because nature says nothing needs to be in there because your estrogen and progesterone is not where it needs to be. So I say if that's what your desire is, don't optimize your estrogen, your progesterone, and that's fine. Right? But if you want to be young and sexy and attractive and feel good, then optimize it. Unfortunately, I won't have time for the rest of the hormone, so we're going to have to say goodbye. You know, my time always runs out so quickly. But, you know, these are the main things to grow young like me, be 29 again and again. Once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. You can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. And by the way, if anyone has missed any of my 100-plus shows that I've done, you can always get the information by going to that website, www.feel29.com, and click on About Us, and all my radio shows are on my website there where you can listen to them. All right? Thank you all. You all have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I will see you around, and we'll maybe make a few announcements next week. And, you know, I will talk to you all. Bye.